Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Oh, something smells good. What's for dinner?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Can you spare an hour from work next Monday?
Yeah, it's the off season. I can spare 2 hours.
Oh, good, because Julie just called, and she wants to know if we want to come to her ultrasound.
Oh, well, we're adopting her baby. Of course we want to go to the ultrasound. Oh,
I'm glad you're so excited.
Of course I'm excited. I can hardly wait to hear any sound our baby makes.
Do you know what an ultrasound is?
Yeah, it's when the doctor listens to the baby to hear if everything's okay, in order to hear the baby clearly through all of that, you know, that stuff. He uses ultrasound.
No, Hayden. They send sound waves through so you can actually see inside of Julie.
Come on, Chris. Huh?
When we go next Monday, there'll be a TV screen, and you'll actually be able to see inside Julie's uterus. You can see everything, the placenta, the umbilical cord, and unless the fetus is hidden behind some of Julie's other organs, our baby.
You guys think we have a chance of signing Leary for next season? I'm telling you, go ahead, put him on the list. It's not going to happen. Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
What's going on, Howie?
I've been at my desk since 7 o'clock this morning working on this, so this is my best idea yet. You know what this is?
Your resignation?
This is the official Orlando Breakers howdy-do questionnaire.
Howdy-do?
Yeah, you know. Introductions to the coaches and the players, their likes and dislikes, pet peeves, personality tidbits.
What the hell we need this for?
Well, during the off season, we have to keep the media interested in the players. So after everybody fills this out, I'll have all this great personal information to use. Plus, it will be invaluable when we do our Secret Santa.
What's your favorite movie?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite color? Your favorite candy? Well, who the hell's gonna bother filling this out?
Turkish taffy.
Chunky.
Is that your favorite candy?
That was my nickname in high school.
Come on, Hayden, aren't you gonna fill yours out?
No, I gotta be somewhere by 11:30, so I'll see you guys after lunch.
Where you going?
No place special.
You don't want to tell me, don't tell me. That's fine.
Thank you.
Seriously, Hayden, where you going?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Well, now you have to tell me.
If I wanted to tell you, I'd tell you.
Come on, Hayden, have to know.
No. Too bad.
You tell me, I'll follow you. Swear to God, I'll follow you.
Since I am not in the mood to be stalked, Christine and I are going to Julie's ultrasound.
You gonna get a new stereo?
Ultrasound is for the baby.
You're in a stereo for the baby?
Ultrasound is when the doctor sends sound waves into Julie's stomach so that he can see the baby.
I see, it's a good thing that you told me. I'd hate to follow you to that.
Well, I think it's beautiful. It's human, it's sensitive, it's heartwarming. I'm going to lead off with it on your tidbit sheet.
You guys are really getting involved in this. I didn't know that was part of the adoption process.
Me neither. That's a lot easier with dogs.
Well, that's where I'm going. So you guys happy now? I'll see you later.
I can't believe you have to go to this thing.
I don't have to.
You're going because you want to?
I want to stay married, you know? Believe me, it's a lot more intimate than I'm comfortable with.
The whole thing sounds weird to me.
Oh, come on, Luther. What's weird about getting to see all the interesting things going on inside another person's uterus? Why?
Howard, this is someone I hardly know. It'd be different if it were Christine. It would still be weird, but it would be a loving, sharing, married kind of weird.
Hey, if you don't want to go, why don't you just tell Christine you don't want to go?
Because Christine is my wife. And part of what it means to have a wife and be married is that the man agrees to give up any personal will of his own. I tell you, this whole thing was a lot simpler when Kelly was born. There was no Lamaze classes, no ultrasound, no being there for the delivery. You know, the man just went about his important work for 9 months and then drove his wife to the hospital. He got to wait in the waiting room with other guys, listening to him, telling guys stories. And they came out and gave you your baby, and you felt like $1 million, and you got to light up a great cigar. What the hell went wrong?
Amy, over here.
Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
So where's Christine?
She's not here yet? Gosh, I thought she was so excited. She'd have been here first thing this morning to warm that machine up.
Thanks for coming. I really think it's great you guys are going to be here for this.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it's great, too. Hello?
I just have to tell you, you have a lovely daughter.
It's not my daughter.
Late. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How you feeling?
I'll be okay.
Oh. I wasn't asking you.
I'm fine. Miss Robbins, the doctor will see you now.
Here you go, Mom.
We're both the mom.
I am learning so much.
Julie, you can come in now, too.
Oh, hello. Julie, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Nichols. A little nervous, but fine. This is Christine Armstrong in Haven Fox.
Hi. Oh, the adoptive parents. Yeah. I think it's nice you're here.
Well, we want to be supportive for Julie and sharing as much of this experience with her as we can.
That's right. That's right. I mean, unless you were just being polite when you said it was nice that we're here, because, you know, like, I mean, we could wait out there in the waiting room and be supportive from way out there.
No, I think here is just fine.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Exposing the stomach.
Here?
It's okay, Hayden. The human body's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, it used to be.
Spread a little of this jelly on Julie's stomach. Then we move the probe across the skin until we find, there it is, a baby.
Well?
Well, good heartbeat, good size, active, well positioned. You have a normal, healthy baby.
Excuse me.
Yes.
About the baby? Where is it?
It's right there.
This is just so amazing. Look, there's the head.
Where?
And there's an arm. And the torso.
Where?
And the leg.
Where's the leg?
Oh, and the foot.
What foot? Where's the foot?
I'm so excited.
Well, can you get better reception on this thing? Come on. Do you have any tin foil?
Would you like to know the sex of the baby?
Oh, well, I don't know. We've never talked about that. Julie?
No, I don't have a problem with it. Maybe you should find out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it might help when we're deciding what color to paint the room. But yeah, I mean, if it's a boy, you paint the room blue, and if it's a girl, you paint the room pink, and if it's a boy, you go out there and get some balls and toys and some cowboy stuff, and if it's a girl, you just go out and get whatever.
And you wouldn't happen to be rooting one way or the other?
I was just thinking what's best for the child.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Well, as long as it's healthy.
Well, that's all for today, Julie. See you in a month.
Thank you, Dr. Nichols. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Here we go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Doctor.
It's a boy! Congratulations!
I got video of the whole thing. You want to see it?
Yeah!
Hayden, as entertaining as that sounds, I think it would be more special if we just kept it between Julie and us.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That's right. Sure. I'll show it to you later.
Well, I'll let the three of you, I mean the four of you, by yourselves, and felicidades!
Felicidades. There is so much to talk about now that we have a boy. No, I mean a baby. A baby boy. Yeah. Now, look at Julie, there's your diet. Now, what have you been eating?
Well, I always try to eat healthy.
See, that's not good enough. You're going to have to be on a special baby boy diet. Now, I'm going to call Dr. Nichols and find out what that is. How about exercise?
Well, I tried to...
No, see. You're going to have to be on a pregnant woman exercise. And I'll design a special exercise program for you as soon as I call Dr. Nichols and find out what that is.
Excuse me, there's someone here to see Julie.
Who?
His name is Kevin.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Yes, I think we know who you are.
How'd you know I was here?
Well, your roommate told me you're going to meet the foxes at the doctor's, so I just took a chance you'd come back here.
Well, you shouldn't have come.
You won't take my calls? You won't open your door to me? What am I supposed to do? I need to talk to you, Julie.
Well, there's nothing for us to talk about. You had your chance to be a part of all this, and you just walked out. No, I'd appreciate it if you just stayed out.
I think you should go, Kevin.
I'm sorry. I just need to talk to her.
Fine. If you're not going to leave, I'm leaving.
Oh, Julie.
Bye, Christine. Wait. Bye, Hayden.
I'm sorry about this. I really am.
You Is there something else you wanted, Kevin?
No.
Well, I guess you'll be going now.
Look, I know I'm the last person you want to have show up today. But I really need to talk to Julie about what happened.
Look, I don't know what to tell you, Kevin. Except that we have to be supportive of Julie, whatever decision she makes.
Right. Look, I'm sorry I bothered you.
Well, don't worry about us. Just don't bother Julie anymore. I think you've done enough damage already.
I'll show myself out.
You believe that guy?
I think Julie's going to have to talk to him.
Why?
Because she's about to have a baby that he's the father of, and nothing has been settled between them.
Hey, he said he wanted to talk. She said it was too late. Settled.
Oh, Hayden, it doesn't work.
Look, Christine, I don't see what good talking's going to do anyway. I mean, she's handling the situation very well on her own.
Whether we like it or not, he is the biological father, and he has a right to be involved in all
this. No. He doesn't. He gave up that right when he walked out on her.
I know you think it should be that way, but legally, it's not.
What happens if they get back together again? What happens? He doesn't want to put this baby up for adoption. That could screw everything up.
I know.
Excuse me, Coach Fox.
Yeah, Rosemary.
There's a young man named Kevin out here. He wants to see you.
I don't want to see him.
He told me you'd say that.
I don't care.
I told him you'd say that. Then he told me if you said that, I should tell you. He said he was not going to leave until...
He's sake, okay. Show him in.
That's what I told him you'd say.
I'm sorry. I know you don't want me here, but you're the only one who can help me.
Well, then you're in a lot of trouble, Kevin.
I know I did something really stupid.
Yeah.
And I know you don't owe me anything. But all I want is a chance to talk to Julie. You have to help me.
Well, what do you want from her?
I don't know.
Well, it's going to be pretty hard to help you then.
Well, I think I know what I don't want. I don't want to get married. I'm not ready to be a father. I'm too young. We're both too young.
Then why'd you come back?
Because I ran out on somebody who needed me. I never did anything like that my whole life. I got scared. And I ran away from somebody I really cared about. And I can't live with that.
So you want Julie to make you feel better?
Like, I know what you must think about me. But you don't know me. And you don't know what it's like to be 19 and get somebody pregnant.
Well, just so you know, I wasn't that much older than you when I got married and had a kid.
How did that work out?
Listen. Now that you're back, what would you like to see happen?
I don't know. I guess I hope I could apologize.
And then what?
And then maybe if Julie would forgive me, I could help her through this somehow. Any way I could, you know, be there for her. Even have a little money saved up, if that would make a difference.
It might, I don't know.
Look, I know there's no excuse for what I did. And I know that what Julie's had to go through alone, I could never make up for. But I care about her. And I care about what happens to her. I need you to tell her that.
OK. Okay, I'll tell her. What happens next is her decision.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Mm. Hey, Kevin.
Now, can you see the body?
Oh, yeah, this is incredible.
And there's the head?
Uh-huh.
And there's his arm?
Oh, yeah.
And there's his other arm?
Uh-huh.
Look, you can actually see he's a boy.
Oh, I'll say.
Hayden, I think that's his leg you're looking at.